was, of course, cited and mentioned in the media here in Tonga, Terry did, of the fact that it's under Pohiva government and what he had done to the Tonga Broadcasting, that there was a very clear persecution of media from the government. And so I think the Prime Minister took that very seriously, and he felt rattled with that ranking. And especially when Samoa was placed at number 22 and Tonga was at 51. And of course, he made the off remark, the fact that he was surprised that Samoa was ranked 22 when he thought that there were problems that the government of Samoa had with the Samoa Observer.
And of course, the Samoan Prime Minister, Tui Leepa, sort of shot back and suggested that Mr. Pohiva, the Prime Minister of Tonga, was jealous of Samoa's press freedom ranking.
Yes. Yes, I don't blame the Samoa Prime Minister for that, because even though there may have been a lot of disagreement in Samoa, I feel that the Samoa government have been a lot wiser in their dealing with the media. They have not thrown anybody in jail or restricted anybody. They simply express their views. I think the important thing is that both prime ministers pay a lot of close attention to the ranking that is produced every year, even if it rattles their thinking and they think that that's an important thing. I think that's good for media freedom.
The editor of the Samoa Observer, Mata Afa Kenny Lesser, says their prime minister, Tui Leepa Sailele, suggested Mr. Pohiva might be jealous.
To be fair, Prime Minister Leepa, he was asked for comment on what Pohiva had said during the opening of the Pina summit. Basically, he said, well, you know, you can't say those things because he reckons he's jealous. So I thought it was quite funny, and I thought it was quite interesting in the fact that these guys are actually reading these indexes, which is, you know, you thought that they didn't care about it, but they obviously do.
Well, Samoa ranks 22nd in terms of press freedom, and Tonga dropped 2 points to 51, and that clearly stung the Tongan Prime Minister. He said, but look at the arguments the Tongan Prime Minister has with your paper, the Samoa Observer. I can't believe that they're higher than Tonga.
In Pohiva's eyes, he obviously thought that, you know, judging, and you know, from the Observer's perspective, I'm glad that Pohiva reads the Observer. So certainly Pohiva's been following, and, you know, I think the issue we've been having with the Prime Minister is the criminal libel law. And also, there were a few times where he snubbed our reporters from asking questions directly. So, you know, Bolivar's going, oh, how is that comparing to this very favourable press freedom ranking?
Why is it important that we've got two Pacific Prime Ministers fighting over their press freedom ranking?
I think it's just the idea that they're thinking about it, that they're looking at it, and then they want, you know, to improve the world press freedom rankings in the world. I think from Samoa's perspective, our Prime Minister Leepa is quite proud that Samoa's better ranking than the United States, which is, you know, it's difficult to believe. But, you know, obviously he takes a lot of pride in it. And even the fact that the Tongan Prime Minister is not happy that the press freedom ranking has dropped is very good for the media. I mean, these guys take these rankings seriously.